happiness. Remember, folks, no glove, no love. We'll see ya.
You're cutting me off.
Brandy, you're the one that always interrupts me. I never get a word.
Well, you're cutting me off right now.
Brandy, stop talking.
I never get a chance to say anything. That's rude, Val.
Brandy, let me say something. It's my turn to talk.
What do you want to say?
Use your inside voice.
That's all you have to say? That's why I'm not letting you talk.
That's why you should tune in to the Carey Sisters on LVRocks.com.
Boys and girls, it's Tuesday night. Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour is in fact live and in your pants, which is a little bit different for me. The View from Vegas guys are here. They're just finishing up their show. They're gonna get out of here, and sure enough, my pants are going right back off. Interesting day here in the LV Rock studio. The main air conditioning is broke out in the green room. The secondary air conditioning is blowing cold down the back of my neck. Gotta love it. Tonight's show is going to be a fun one for you. Breaking out some of my old favorites. Little heads up, got some Elton John, Flobots, Danzig, Toadies, Van Halen, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and a greatest hit moment from Spankwagon Days Gone By. One of our new loyal listeners already has a already has a request. He likes some hot tub music, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to rearrange here, because sure, I could just do one thing and I could just play as we've got it, but no, just for Ray, I'm going to rearrange the playlist to play this one right now. I think this is the most appropriate song for that of the evening. So, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You are the listeners. That's the way it works. Ray, this one's for you, buddy.
Whenever you wanna grind.
Moon Man. So this is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You're the listeners. You know how it works. So why was I sitting around here today without my pants on? Well, very simply put, the LV Rock Studio is a wonderful place, but it is not without its imperfections. Today's imperfection would be that the main air conditioning system broke, and yours truly got here 3 hours before his first show. Now, I could have gone somewhere and, you know, done something, or I could have gone and gotten some food. No. I just stayed here in the studio. Now, for those of you that aren't in Vegas and don't have the benefit of understanding our weather system here, it was 96 degrees officially today in April. The only place that was hotter than this is Phoenix, and they're about a quarter mile from the surface of the sun, so it's understandable. So it was, none too nice here, and inside the studio it was 91 degrees. Air conditioning is not working, it's just pumping out hot air. What in the hell are we going to do? So if you can hear it behind me, there's a hissing noise. That's actually a little mini wall air conditioner we have here, and that's keeping the studio itself cool. The green room, though, is still a balmy 90 degrees, but we're at about 79 here. So it's not too bad. It's about usually what I keep the house at, so it's not too bad here. Trench, I know you're in the chat room. I think I'm just going to leave. I'll turn the fan thingy down, and that way it stays cool for the rest of the shows that come in tomorrow and Thursday. I'd hate for someone to have to sit through 4 hours of this place getting cool just to make it, you know, nice and comfortable. So, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. You know how that goes. Next up is a song that Trencher hates because it has words. I like it. Name of the song is Balls Out by the Bloodhound Gang. Here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Like his is that my face between her legs, because that could be stick don't hit the bottom, fall back from the side, drop. Falls out, my life is a slide. The stick don't hit the bottom, fall back from the side, drop. Falls out, my life is a slide. The stick don't hit the bottom, fall back from the side, drop. Falls out, my life is a slide. The stick don't hit the bottom, fall back from the side, drop. Falls out, my life is a slide. The stick don't hit the bottom, fall back from the side, drop. Falls out, my life is a slide. The stick don't hit the bottom, fall back from the side, drop.
You know, I really liked that song. We were going to use it for an opening theme on Spankwagon, but it just didn't work out. Trencher didn't like it because it had words. I personally thought it would have worked, especially with the balls out motif. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, live here every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on LV Rocks. For those of you that are listening in your hot tubs, hi, try not to drown. Also, water is an excellent lubricant. Time for some Danzig. Everybody mumble.
Make up your mind. decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight, by my side.
Jesus, where are you, Jesus? Let me tell you something. Halloween is a scary enough holiday. But when you combine Easter with that, let's just talk about this for a second. What is Easter? Easter is a celebration of some dude dying, dead for 3 days, behind a rock, comes out. He's the Son of God. That's 2,000 years ago. You pull that shit now, people are going to hunt your ass down with a shotgun and a pitchfork, you zombie undead motherfucker. That's exactly how my family celebrates Easter. We board ourselves up in the house, eat nothing but sugar all day, arm ourselves with shotguns, and wait for the zombie Jesus and his undead horde to come back and haunt us all. So far it hasn't happened, but you know, one day it will. One day it will. And one day I won't get mocked for liking this song. Yes, it's Elton John. Kiss My Ass. It's the Power Hour.
Zero hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely. Out of space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find.
Oh,
little AC/DC for you, boys and girls. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. You know how that goes. Every week we kind of delve into music and what I like and what I think kicks ass. And I hope all of you join me. I know Ray is listening right now, chilling in his hot tub, looking for some real hot tub music. I don't know if this show really qualifies for that because I don't think I play nearly enough Barry White or Barry Manilow or Barry anyone. Anyway, that's kind of the way the show sets up. So far tonight, let's see, we've played some Foo Fighters covering an old Prince song, Darling Nikki, had some Soundgarden Spoon Man, and we had some Balls Out, which I wish I was right now, by the Bloodhound Gang, Mother by Danzig, Possum Kingdom by the Toadies, some Elton John, AC/DC. And next up is a song that had kind of a big smash a couple months ago. No one really heard anything from these guys since then, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to give it a shot. Turn up the old system there. This is Flobots. The name of the song is No Handlebars, and I think it's kind of a cool song, musically speaking. So give a listen. Tell us what you think on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the past are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do, I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem, I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are platypus, me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took, I can do anything that I want. Cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive. In such a small world, I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. Secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope.
Bars.
pudding, meat, pudding, meat. You know the funny part is, my kids would choose the meat over the pudding, but maybe that's just how I've raised them. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. How'd you like that? Flobots backed up by Pink Floyd. Kind of an interesting combination, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're most of the way through our show, but I still got more music. I still got more music. But before music, I want to play something, and I know Trencher's in the chat room, and Ray's listening to him. Hopefully some of you guys from View from Vegas hung around and listened to the show. I want to play some vintage Spankwagon Radio, especially considering I was sitting around here earlier in just my shorts. I figured this one would be aptly appropriate to play. So give a listen, folks. Trench, why don't you tell everyone the fun story of my balls the other night?
I don't want to talk about your nuts.
You talked about your fucking balls for like 40 minutes.
No, this was good. This was good. I don't even remember what brought it about.
I made an off-color comment to you, and you decide you want to play gay chicken.
That's right.
Yeah, what is this gay chicken?
What the fuck is gay chicken?
You were talking about it earlier.
The most disgusting thing ever.
What is it? What is it?
It's who can out... What two dudes, who can out-gay the other one to where they kind of break down and give up?
Meaning, okay,
gross
I want
out.
More of a...
Gross out. How okay. gross out gay can you
okay,
be?
Okay, gay chicken would be like, okay, I'm sitting there with Mark, and I'd put my arm on his shoulder, and I'd just start to massage him. All right, can he take it? And then, of course, his next thing would be to put his arm around me and bring me close. The guy who goes, okay, that's it, I can't take it, he loses.
Right.
So how far did this gay chicken get that you won?
Way too far.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
He won.
So I totally ripped the shit out of my shoulder helping Trench unpack his pod at his house. And
What did you pack? No,
I moved into my house.
Oh. His giant cargo container. So we go back to my place and...
I'll live in there soon.
Yeah, his computer's at my house still. So I go and I had to take a bath. I had to do something to relax my shoulder. I get out and I'm like, all right, time to go to bed.
You took a bath?
Dude, I had to
fucking take a bath.
To fucking
there
relax.
Some sea salt
to relax my
it.
Shoulder, to relax the muscles.
He
in my
lights
shoulder.
A couple candles.
Only two people take baths. Chicks and rich people. Huh? Are you fucking near?
He has a sound machine on. Bath.
That's a fucking bath. Listen to the Chicago and shit.
Oh, please. This coming from the guy with the TV show theme song CD in his car that never comes out of the deck.
You have a TV show theme song?
He pulls up. The windows are sealed. People think he's listening to like Ice Cube or some gangster shit, and he's actually listening to The Price is Right.
Days of Our Lives.
Exactly. Green Acres is the place.
The Brady Bunch.
Only if it's the tiki music.
All right, so.
All right, man, go on.
So I come out of the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, it's time to win this once and for all. I make sure that the kids are put to bed. So I go, and I go into the special drawer, and I get out
the
my...
special drawer.
I get out my banana hammock. And it's not just a regular banana hammock. It's the gray one with the leopard print that's the thong.
God.
So it took me a couple of minutes to get the boys up inside of the banana hammock so I didn't have anything hanging out of the side. Again, my testicles are huge.
Anyways.
I go into the computer room.
Thank you. Because that shit, I'll be like, yeah, okay, anyway.
I go
yeah,
into the
because we can't say shit, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I go into the computer room and I go, hey, Mark. And he doesn't turn around. I'm like, hey, I got to show you something. And he turns around and he's like, oh, no.
No. I'm looking at the computer. I'm working on the website. I'm doing some stuff. And
oh, please. You were watching YouTube. Shut up.
Yeah, I was. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. He's going to want me to turn around. I know where this is going. So I'm refusing to turn around for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. 30 seconds.
5 minutes.
30 seconds.
I watched the whole video. 5 minutes.
Anyway, he finally turns around and gets a full-on look at the boys.
Oh.
He's like, all right, dude, you win. I'm like, no. Not yet, I don't. I turn around and walk out of the room. Of course, it's the thong. Had to give the good slap on the ass. I'm walking down the hallway. Say it, Mark. Say it.
You win.
There you go.
I don't... But that was just... Okay.
It was wrong.
It's your game. I don't want to argue.
It's gay chicken.
It's so wrong.
It's like that scene in Waiting. Where
there comes a time in every girl's life when she's really got to ask herself deep down inside, is she ready to be going steady? Don't faint it away, but I honestly believe that one night should be enough. Well, first of all, let's say you've been doing it time and times. And one day Johnny asked me to be his steady pole, and I decided to.
Three important rules for breaking up. Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene.
If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, he'll remain friends. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star. And you know what they said? Some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, I know I'm going to catch a lot of shit for that last one. Yeah, that was, let's see, we did some Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. Then we did that Gay Chicken and Decaf Bit. That's from, yeah, that's some vintage Spankwagon right there. It's from 2007. Then Not a Surf Popular, which is one of my favorite songs. And of course, The Clash. And then followed it up with that System of a Down doing a cover of Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time. They actually recorded that here. On the back patio, I do believe 107.5. So it's kind of a local dig. Folks, the Power Hour is pretty much over at this point. But I got to play one more song because I know the Power Hour can't go out like that. We can't go out with a cover song from System of a Down. If you're going to go out, you go out strong. And if you're going to go out strong, you go out with Van Halen. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We'll be right back. About the end of our journey for tonight.
We'll turn their backs on you.
It's been a fun night. I think we're going to call this one Raph Hot Tub in honor of Ray, who's chilling, I hope, with a woman and not by himself in a hot tub. And if he's by himself, ew, dude. Jizz soup, really? Ew. I want to thank everybody who helps make this show possible. All the people who listen, both of you. All the people who download the podcast, all four of you. The two people who sat in the chat room all night, that would be Ray and Trencher, who's recording the show so he can go on the podcast later. Yeah, way to make a guy feel loved there, folks. Yep. If it wasn't for the fact that I'm sitting here in my underwear, I really wouldn't do this for anything other reason. Other than the fact I get to sit in the LV Rock studio in my underwear. Remember, folks, my show is live every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. You can catch me every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Spankwagon.net. That's your best resource to get all that. It's been a good night. I really enjoyed the show, and hopefully you did, too. I can't think of too much else to say. So, you know what, folks? Have a great night.
Tar you and drag you through town, but you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.
Valen, you're cutting me off.
Brandy, you're the one that always